This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket, 248-539-9797, with you from the Twin Peaks in Madison Heights. We'll get to some basketball stuff before this hour is done. If you are really wanting to hear a longer analysis of Michigan's win over UCSD, the beginning of the show, you can use the rewind feature. We spent a good portion of the first hour. Love to hear from any Spartan fans that are making the trek down to Cleveland. If you're making your way there for the game, where are you on the drive and what do you expect tonight? 248-539-9797. Day two of March Madness underway as games on the screens here. I can see a TV from where I'm sitting, Scott.
Yeah, I can see a couple of them.
Yeah.
Or 30, which is great. Yeah. Also, less than an hour to go before we give away the 98-inch TV. It's just sitting yonder.
Yep, courtesy of ABC Warehouse.
So make sure you come by and register in the next hour.
Yep. All right, so reports now everywhere that Aaron Rodgers is not in Minnesota.
No.
Visiting with the Vikings. He's in the Pittsburgh Steelers training facility today and meeting with their coaching staff. According to Adam Schefter, who actually credits a reporter that covers the Steelers, Jerry Dulac. No deal at this time, according to sources. Gator, how do you think that meeting's going?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, wouldn't you?
I want to know what kind of questions that Tomlin's asking.
I mean, Tomlin's such a no-nonsense guy, and Rodgers is such a nonsense guy.
Yeah, but either Aaron Rodgers is humbled at this point, or he's still extraordinarily cocky and arrogant at this point. Don't know. You know, the truth be known, I'm curious where his head is at. You know, does he need convincing to play? Is he dying to play? Is he just, you know, weighing his options out here and let's make sure that I'm not, you know, going to sign up with a team that doesn't give me the best option? I mean, what teams left have the best option here for him? And it might be Pittsburgh. You know, they just got DK Metcalf. So is he going to, you know, decide this is a good wagon I can hitch myself to? Although, didn't they lose Najee Harris?
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure what Pittsburgh has to offer. And money-wise, I can't imagine that there's some sort of, you know, starting quarterback commensurate salary that's coming his way. He'll make millions, but I don't see him getting like a $30 or $40 million deal. And if Pittsburgh gives him $30 million, I think it's foolish.
Sometimes trips like this are recruiting trips. You're hosting a free agent, trying to get that guy to commit to your team. I think this might be more of a vetting trip by the Steelers. Like, I think Mike Tomlin, if I were in Mike Tomlin's shoes, if I were in any team's shoes, I would want assurances. Are you going to be at OTAs? Are you going to be at minicamp? Are you going to be what we need, which is a veteran team leader? We have a problem if we bring in a rookie quarterback. I would see this, that I feel like the Steelers would need Rodgers to recruit them to get them to agree to it. I, you know, maybe I'm just showing too much respect of an organization that I have a ton of respect for.
I was going to say, normally I'd agree with you, but over the last few years, we've heard the rumblings that Tomlin wasn't on like firm footing there in Pittsburgh. That they were exploring perhaps moving on from Mike Tomlin. So if you're Mike Tomlin at this point and you don't see a future for yourself in Pittsburgh, why not bring him in? Hey, fine. You know what? I guess we're not going with Justin Fields, or we're not going with Russell Wilson, so what do we got left? Hey, why not Aaron Rodgers? Let's see what he can do. If he's got nothing, who cares? I can't imagine he's got a laissez-faire attitude toward it like that, but maybe it's just a, hey, I got my last shot here in Pittsburgh. I'm going to try to do it with a quarterback that the best quarterback I can find right now.
Kang, you have any thoughts on this? Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh today?
It is 1:55 a.m. at the bar, and there's two people standing there, and it's Pittsburgh and it's Aaron Rodgers. That's what I think. I think two desperate souls in meeting in the middle of the night at this point. Yeah, this could be the perfect storm for a bad storm.
Hey, you wanna?
Would.
Right?
You got an Uber?
That's W-O-U-L-D, by the way, just for people who didn't.
Oh.
Yeah,
not necessary.
So, there you go. That's the latest there. Found a list of every team's best trade asset ahead of the 2025 NFL draft. Gator, this is put together by Pro Football Focus. So there's interesting parts of this. One is who's available. Like, who would we want from somebody? Who's somebody else's best trade asset that we would like to see come to Detroit?
Okay.
The other is, who do you think Detroit's most tradable asset is?
All right. Well, let's see. Detroit's most tradable asset.
Yeah, I don't like this answer.
Is probably, is it Jameson Williams?
That's not who they list.
Or is it somebody looking on defense? Is it Brian Branch?
It's listed as Amik Robertson.
Okay. Wow, I would not expect him to be the most tradable asset.
Yeah.
Last year of a contract.
Says the Lions addressed the loss of Carlton Davis by signing DJ Reed to a big-ticket deal. But the list of defensive players entering the last year of their contracts is long. Robertson feels like one of the more likely players to be dealt in his first year in Detroit. He turned out a 62.2 Pro Football Focus coverage grade, but a stellar 89.7 grade against the run. Given that Detroit drafted Ennis Rakestraw in the second round last year, the team should figure to get him additional reps this year, potentially trading Robertson. Huh.
I understand the logic. If Rakestraw is the guy to take away his reps, I understand that logic. Last year of a contract, why not ship him out, get something for him, rather than lose him for nothing?
This would be one of those questions that I could see this being the answer if I have intimate knowledge of where Ennis Rakestraw is. And quite frankly, where Terrion Arnold is. If you think they've done what the requisite work in the offseason and you have full belief that they are both going to be contributors, I could see this being a play.
The more I still think about this question, I still think it's probably Jameson Williams.
Yeah.
With receivers still out in the free agent market, mm-hmm. that you could acquire. If you were to trade, and I'm not advocating to do it, I'm just trying to talk this through. You got Jameson Williams for the rest of this year.
Yep.
And then you can pick up the fifth-year option. So if you're
another team. You're talking about the team that trades for
him. Yeah, the team that trades for him. You get him for 2 years at least. And he's obviously explosive.
Can I reiterate that you're not advocating for it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure nobody.
Yeah, no, I'm not advocating for this. I'm looking at it from another team's perspective, and if you find somebody that's got some value. So he does have value. I love his value for the Lions. What I'm probably not going to do is give him an extension after the fifth year. I've kind of made that up in my mind already. He's got 2 years to change my mind because I am picking up the fifth year. But as far as an extension is concerned, he's got 2 years to show me that.
To change your mind?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I saw somebody post something earlier this week about, and I can't remember who it was, one of our local reporters that said this, that after you see the money that Ja'Marr Chase got and then T. Higgins got, is that a template for what the Lions are looking at with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams? Now, Amon-Ra didn't get as much money as Ja'Marr Chase, but whoever was that wrote it thought that Jameson Williams would get the similar contract that T. Higgins got, and I think that's way too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that was in play at all. And look, we've talked about it all the time. There's a bunch of contracts. Somebody's probably going to get left out, probably something they can't afford. And J-Mo could be the odd man out, or he could prove to be invaluable. You totally could. And yeah, Laporta might be the odd man out. Or watch what positions they draft this year, because those mid-round picks, if they're fishing for their next Christian Mahogany, that is a cheaper mid to late round addition that they think they can develop into a quality player. That might be the first inkling as to who, in their view, might be the odd man out. But that's something to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's why you look at are the Lions going to draft a wide receiver? I mean, I don't think they. I mean, I still thought they were going to pick one up in free agency. So maybe they will draft one. Looking in those middle rounds, is a guy like Restrepo from Miami. Is he going to be available to him? I really like him.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's a high volume receiver like St. Brown was. I mean, look at the kind of similar guys.
It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. We appear to have a Lions signing, a free agent, not from the band.
Really?
We'll get to that today at 116 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
And we got the other side of that question, too.
Oh, yes, the other players on the list that could be available to Detroit. All that coming up here on 97.1. Hey, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. And that's where True Green comes in. They are the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. So they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. If you are not happy, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
See? All right. Cuervo's double reserve. Let's go.
Another?
I haven't had one yet.
Sure you haven't. Sure you haven't, Gator. No, you haven't had one.
Look, we're not at the airport in Dallas, okay?
Classic. Watching you work that tequila bar.
That was fun.
That was really fun. The Detroit Lions have signed Avante Maddox, who spent the last, actually, his whole career in Philadelphia, where he has been a part-time starter for them, has 4 interceptions in 7 years. He has had some injury problems 2 of the last 3 years, but he did play 17 games. He's 28 years old, and I'm wondering if they might have plans for him in a Fatu Malafamu's role, or is he just a depth guy?
Well, it seems he's also from Detroit, which is interesting, 28 years old. He's undersized. He's only 5'9 and like a 185. And I think his starting days are behind him. He's, like you said, depth guy. Sounds like a depth guy. Safety? I don't think it sounds like safety to me.
No.
5'9", 180 doesn't sound like
looking
a safety.
Looking here, it was once listed his rookie year. I guess he played some strong safety, but that was 2018. Kang, any thoughts on this addition of Avante Maddox?
Yeah, looking into it a little bit more, the fans were basically kind of done with him. He's been there for, 7 years or so? But I guess he redeemed himself with a play that, I don't know if you remember, it was 4th and 5 against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. He made a pass breakup, and it was, I guess, his last, farewell play, and then the fans kind of forgave him, even though the game was out of hand at that point. He hasn't made too many plays this year. He hasn't had a bunch of opportunities because he's been the 4th cornerback over there pretty much since Cooper DeJean came by and became the nickel. So I think, it was a numbers game for him, brings depth to the Lions, and with all the attrition last year, maybe Brad's not taking any chances right now. You're not sure how Rake Straw is going to develop, I guess, yet. Raka Sin, of course, another depth guy, so
yeah,
you just keep bringing in these guys, these bodies in, and eventually, I mean, just because they're signing guys to contracts now doesn't mean they're going to make the team necessarily either. It's competition
as
well.
No, that's right. I'm really curious to see what the contract looks like. Not just for the Rocky Asin as well. And I don't think we even mentioned his name yet today. That's the guy that signed yesterday.
I thought, okay, there's your Kendo Vildor replacement.
Right, exactly. So, but are they getting Kendo Vildor money, which would be $1 million, or is it something that these guys adding up now, or are these two guys at total $5 million total? I hope not. Because then you start eating into the money where, like, okay, would money be better spent if you had done this or if you would do this? So we'll still have to wait and see what that contract breakdown is.
Yeah, kind of curious. It's like they're hoarding fringe roster defensive backs.
But you need is, I mean, I don't have a problem with hoarding defensive backs, as you know, because they're just, it's a position of attrition.
Yeah.
Constantly. So having enough of them on the roster, I don't have a problem with it for the right price.
Okay. All right, so let me follow up on what we started to do last segment, and that was look at the players that other teams are their most tradable players. And Gator, I mean, look, Trey Hendrickson is on this list, and Micah Parsons is on this list. I mean, they would be much coveted if they could work somehow, finagle the cap gymnastics, great. But if you look at the contracts edge rushers are signing for and what players would want,
I mean, Parsons is a $40 million player, and Hendrickson is likely, you know, a $35-plus million player. I mean, that's what the market is. I mean, because Hendrickson comps more towards Max Crosby.
Yeah.
And Parsons is more towards Myles Garrett, and he's younger and just as proven as Myles Garrett. So maybe even Micah Parsons is going to set the market, and we'll see where Hutchinson falls in line. If he then tops it, is he equal it, or is he slightly under?
Okay, two guards caught my eye. Carolina Panthers guard center Cade Mays, who is going into the last year of his contract at $3.26 million and gave up zero sacks last year. And the L.A. Chargers guard Zion Johnson, who made $2.75 million and was the leading, graded out as the highest-rated Charger. But they signed a couple of guys in the interior of the offensive line. Again, last year, $2.75 million. Veteran guard feels like a position that I actually expect them to address.
Yeah, and I think they can still do it in free agency. Will Hernandez is still available. I think there's a couple other decent guards that are still available that aren't going to break the bank to bring them here. Will Hernandez is coming off an injury, but has been very dependable throughout his career and been very durable, specifically as a run blocker. So I'd like to take a look at that at him and see where he's at in his rehab. And does that make sense? I'd rather not trade for guys that aren't a last year of a contract. Rather not do that unless it's the trade deadline.
Why not? Because I know you like one-year contracts.
I love one-year contracts. I don't love giving up assets to get the one-year contract.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just want to know why. It feels like because they're in the last year of your contract, your cost is future late-round pick.
If it makes sense, of course you do it. But I just, in general, I don't want to give up assets to acquire somebody who's only going to be around here for a year unless it's the trade deadline where you really understand this player is going to put you over the top or this guy fills the need that you have to fill at this point.
Well, then you probably won't have a ton of interest in these two players, but on the defensive line, the Broncos' most tradable asset is listed as defensive lineman John Franklin Myers. He's owed quite a bit of money, $7.3 million, but graded out as their highest pass rush win rate guy and pass rush grade guy in Denver last year, going into the final year of his contract. And Boye Mafe in Seattle, who over
Minnesota?
The last 2 years is, I think he's in Seattle.
No, I'm saying he was from Minnesota.
Yes,
right?
Okay, yeah. 74th percentile in Pro Football Focus's run defense grade and a solid 12.2% pass rush.
I like him.
Rate. So they signed a DeMarcus Lawrence, which might make Boye Mafe available. You'd go for Mafe?
I like Mafe. I think he's a good young player.
Yeah. Kang, any thoughts on these trade assets? Anybody you might go after?
No, we did a topic earlier in the show, like, hey, are the Lions, do you actually like the Lions offseason? And I feel like I'm in the minority. I kind of do. So I don't need a move necessarily. I need the guys to stay healthy, you know? And I know that's saying a lot, especially what happened last year, but they're such a better team if they're healthy. And by the way, they won 15 games last year doing, you know, with all the injuries. So I think depth is clearly a thing that Brad Holmes is trying to address. You see it with the cornerbacks right now. Hopefully he does it with the defensive line as well. I know he signed a couple guys, brought a couple guys back. But I don't think they need to make a trade. And I'm pretty content with the guys they have. It's just kind of staying healthy and getting better. And also, we have a draft coming up, and we know how good Brad Holmes can be in the draft.
Another veteran name, Cater, you mentioned Will Hernandez, and I would not be against Will Hernandez. Last year, guard with the Arizona Cardinals. As free agency enters that wave of where you can get bargains, Brandon Scherff is still out there. Veteran with Jacksonville.
I thought he signed somewhere.
He's listed here as still available. I don't remember seeing him sign it. Kang, did he sign anywhere? Do you remember seeing Brandon Scherff sign somewhere?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
Maybe I saw something he was interested in. I'll check.
That's all right. If he is still available, yeah, that's another really supply-demand kind of name you could throw out there. Don't know that he's lived up to the billing, what he had coming out of college, but that doesn't mean he can't be, at this point, an affordable, helpful player for a team that still, I think, would be very interested in adding a veteran guard. 248-539-9797, if any of those names, somebody you want to go after. We are at Twin Peaks in Madison Heights, where we are approaching the final half hour to get registered to win the 98-inch TV, courtesy of ABC Warehouse. We'll be giving that one away shortly. Reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want, anywhere you want, with the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Unfortunately, no video stream today and yesterday due to the renovations at our studios. The studio that stream run through is currently unavailable. So hopefully we'll have it up and running by the time opening day rolls around. Michigan State, they open up their March Madness tonight in Cleveland against Bryant. We'll get into that a little bit. Also, still got texts coming in, Gator, of teams people outside of Detroit would buy. With the Celtics being sold, is there a team outside of Detroit that you would go after if you were able to afford to buy a team, and why? Get to some of those answers coming up. We're on 97.1 The Ticket. Guys, had a ton of fun here yesterday at Twin Peaks and Madison Heights, and of course we're doing it again today. You really don't need to go anywhere else when it comes to sports. For starters, they have the best AV package we've ever seen, highlighted by the four brand new 98-inch TVs. Sit down and watch up to 8 games at once. Then get ready to order up the coldest draft beer you've ever had, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. Right now, it's 27.8 degrees. Into a mug that's been freezing for a minimum of 6 hours. It tasted so good and was so cold yesterday after the show. If you prefer a craft cocktail, check out their extensive list of high-end bourbons and tequilas. Then, while you're sipping on those awesome drinks, order up the best bar food you've ever had. I had the salmon today, top-notch. Gator had the chips and queso. Yesterday, the Chipotle chicken, all outstanding. The cooks are in daily at 7 a.m., prepping up their made-from-scratch favorites that you crave, like the cut and breaded-to-order boneless wings and tenders, hand-smashed and seared burgers, or thin and crispy flatbreads. Took one of those home last night. It was outstanding. Now, what ties it all together? The beautiful Twin Peaks girls, hospitable, serving it all up. And today's your last chance to win that 98-inch TV, courtesy of ABC Warehouse. So make sure you pop in before 2 o'clock. Jose Cuervo, the samplings of the new hot tequila, Devil's Reserve. The team will be giving away swag and prizes as well. The best weekend of the year is always better at Twin Peaks. Come by today and see the difference yourself. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, yep, Twin Peaks. We now have a third game tipping off from March Madness. Halftime, Baylor leading Mississippi State 37-32, the 9 leading the 8 there. A little bit of a dogfight, Gator. Number 15 seed Robert Morris trailing second seeded Alabama 39-36, and now 40-36, and I believe that's gone to the half.
Oh.
You know what? There could be Spartan fans down there watching that one because it's being played at Cleveland. And if you buy a ticket for the full sessions, and many times they are available and sold for full sessions, so there could be some locals taking in what would be a stunner if Robert Morris, well, they could make it interesting, but 40-36 at the half with Alabama. Lipscomb and Iowa State tipping off. Iowa State with an injury in their backcourt, still a very talented team. Lipscomb a popular upset pick. That is a 3-14 game. That one taking place in Milwaukee. So just some things to keep an eye on.
And no E at the end of Lipscomb, just in case people were wondering.
Do you think they are?
I was.
Were you? Okay, good to know.
First thing I was looking for.
Is an E at the end of Lipscomb?
Lipscomb, huh? Yeah. Oh, no E. There we go.
Well, I'm glad we answered that
question.
I'm
a man of the people, man. I want to give them what they want.
Feedback coming in on the Lions signings. Look, they're signing more depth guys. None of this really moves the needle. These are signings that later you might be happy you made, but right now it's hard to get excited about. Rakia Sin brought in yesterday, a corner. Now Avante Maddox brought in from another corner, brought in from Philly. Here's some of the feedback. Can Maddox play edge, LOL, or does Brad realize that he actually starts his starting edges played 7 total games? Hutch and Davenport. Relax. Lots of offseason to go, right?
Yeah.
Lots of offseason to go. Do you think he forgot, bro? You think he had no idea? Replacing Carlton Davis was a must, but signing 2 more outside free agents at corner after taking one in rounds 1 and 2 is really weird, especially while simultaneously ignoring pass rush. So let me make sure these last two texters.
Here we go.
Do you think he forgot? Is Brad Holmes suddenly a moron? Or do you think it's something he could still address at free agency, still address via trade, still address in the draft, or address at the trade deadline? Here's the other thing, too. You want to have assurances that you have great players at every position. Some places you roll the dice because you have to save money. It's possible they're doing it at edge rusher. Because I bet right now, if you list defensive lines in the NFL, I bet the Lions' defensive line ranks in the top 10 in the NFL. It's not like this is a weakness. Healthy,
yeah.
I love the defensive tackles.
I do, too.
And you have an elite player on the edge.
I got a bigger question about the health of the defensive tackles than I do about the defensive end.
So, hey, I'm not saying don't do anything.
No, right. But I'm just saying they haven't done anything to the line yet. They have not addressed it. You know, bringing back Davenport is not addressing it. Bringing back, you know, Barnes as a pass rusher on the outside, that's not addressing it. That's just keeping a status quo.
Right. But again, if you have to save money somewhere, you still got a pretty decent group up front defensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine right now, right? And you think it's top 10? We'll see.
I hope it is. Yeah. I mean, I might be wrong on that, but whatever. It's not a – they do have an elite player, and they do have pretty
good they absolutely have an elite player when he's healthy, and I don't think – I'm not worried about Aiden Hutchinson's health. Others are. That's fine. I'm not going to start the argument again. But – I mean, they have not added anything to this defensive line just yet. It doesn't mean they can't. They absolutely can. It's still available to them.
Unnamed texter, waiting to extend J-Mo would be really dumb. He's only going to produce more, and the price will go up. If you aren't going to extend him, trade him.
You could
ride it out for 2 years, right? You could ride it out for two years and have 2 years trying to find his replacement.
That's correct.
I just left for Cleveland. Got an Airbnb for the weekend, planning on a Spartan takeover of Cleveland. That's from Matt. This entire draft should be big people. Only big people. That's from an unnamed texter.
So, building in the trenches, offensive and defensive line.
Yep.
I think with the first 3 picks they have, I would imagine 2 of them are addressing big people needs.
All right, the topic of what team would you buy, a non-local team? I would buy the San Jose Sharks, pack them up, and move them to Quebec to bring back the Nordiques. That's from James in an irrigation van.
Huh.
Quebec City, very European.
I did enjoy the Nordique uniforms.
Oh, the Nordique uniforms were awesome.
Yeah.
Larry and Vassar, I would buy the Chiefs, then I would ban Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes' brother from all events. I like that.
Well, that's punitive.
Yes, it is.
It's very punitive.
I would buy the Rams so I could fire Sean McVay.
There it is. Man, Where was I? I was asleep at the wheel on that one.
Is that your favorite answer so far?
That's pretty good.
Yep. Craig and Walled Lake.
Not a fan.
I would buy a NASCAR team if you ain't first year last. I would buy the Detroit Red Wings and fire Steve Yzerman and trade Tarasenko back to Russia.
Oh, boy.
We asked what non-local team. I would buy the Manchester United, a lifelong soccer fan, Eric in a van. I considered that. I feel completely unqualified to do that.
Well, you're not the GM. You'd just be the owner.
No, but I wouldn't even know where to begin to who I would hire. But then again,
Ten Hag.
But then, yeah, I got Ten Hag. Then again, we were endorsing Kang buying an F1 team.
And right.
Kang, how much do you know about Formula One racing?
Yep.
I would buy the Carolina Hurricanes and change their logo to the Reapers.
Carolina Reapers, gotcha, for the pepper.
Yeah.
That's a great name. That's a great idea.
I mean, it's, what would you have, like?
That would be the Grim hooded, Reaper, and I would have, like, flames licking off the cloak or the robe. Yeah.
That'd be pretty
good. That's a great idea.
That'd be pretty good. All right, Gator, of course, the biggest story in sports right now is March Madness. Michigan fans had their heart attack moment last night. How do you do during these games with one and done, games that get closer than you expect? How do you do in these situations? Spartans play tonight at 10.
Yeah, I don't like the white knuckling.
Yeah.
I don't do well in public when that's happening.
You want to be in the privacy of your own home?
I need to be in the privacy. I'm not the person to be. I mean, I have been, and it's not good. I find myself raising my voice and, you know, being mob mentality at times, and I kind of lose it. I do it also in the privacy of my home, but nobody's there to see it.
Is there a sport where the intensity is greater than watching that sport in the regular season and watching it in the postseason?
Hockey?
Hockey can be that way, yeah. NHL hockey. I mean, hell, college hockey for that matter.
Yeah, get ready for Frozen Four soon.
One and done hockey is terrifying.
Yes.
Where every game in the NCAA tournament
it's a game seven. Yeah.
Yeah, those would qualify in that group. Like, the NFL season's intense as hell. College season's intense as hell. And, of course, so is the postseason. But college basketball, watching regular season college basketball, then flipping the script to get to the postseason. And the one thing is, when you're a high seed, like if Michigan State gets in a 2-3 game or they're playing Auburn down the road or whatever, those are like peer group games where you really want to win. But there's like no shame in losing those games, right? You want to win every game. Got it. When you're a high seed, you're trying to, as I put it, avoid becoming a meme. And you're just trying to, because you know if your game's close, everybody's flipping your game on and everybody's rooting against you.
Right, this is true. Yeah, I mean, being a massive favorite means that you're going against a massive underdog, typically, right?
Yeah.
To start the tournament. And everybody in the tournament, you're rooting for your school and your bracket, and then the third thing you root for is upsets, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to find people that aren't Spartan fans that haven't picked Michigan State to win the thing that are not going to be rooting for Bryant. Absolutely. It's how it happens.
Yep. I think Michigan probably was on that side of that with UCSD last night.
Yeah, I was getting texts from my cousin. He was like, he was a Wisconsin guy, so yeah.
Well, that is tonight. Fans, if you're making your way down there, love to hear from you, Spartan fans, trekking to Cleveland. Hey, we've got 20 minutes left before they're doing the drawing for the 98-inch TV, so if you're in the neighborhood, stop by Twin Peaks in Madison Heights.
How big is that?
98 inches, courtesy of ABC Warehouse. And by the way, this is still a great place to watch March Madness games. Come check it out. As place is filling up, we've got three games going on at once right now. 2:00, a fourth game will start. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Check out these March deals. Lease a new 2025 Chevy Equinox LT for just $289 a month for 36 months with $1,999 down. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 877-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and lease in the household. 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends March 31st. Got a tweet here from a listener, Beverly, who's got a question. Scott, seeking your recommendation, do you subscribe to Peacock Streaming? And if so, would you recommend a long-term subscription? I've had it for a couple of months to get Spartan games. I'm done with Yellowstone. So what's the point of going forward?
I believe I get Peacock through Xfinity.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's worth a subscription or not. You have to really weigh everything down and see what shows you would want to watch there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's stuff that you can go back and there's some, you know, there's a lot of good there.
Yeah.
So I can't direct you either way.
Kang, what about you? You got any should she keep moving forward with Peacock or?
Yeah, be careful there, man.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. here's my thing.
So, for children.
I would cancel it. Okay?
Would you?
And then when you know you need it again, go back and resubscribe, because I think this is how we end up paying for stuff that we don't even know we have, you know? Like this
you're
stuff adds
right.
up. Before you know it, you have all these subscriptions and you don't even know you had them and you're just wasting money. So now that you realize, hey, I've watched the stuff that I wanted, go ahead and cancel it. When you need it again, you'll resubscribe.
I have successfully free trialed one subscription service twice in the last month. I had a free week trial. And I feel like this loophole will be closed when the regular season begins. Let's just say I've had a reason to watch Mariners baseball.
Yeah, sure.
Spring training. The nephew that's in the organization. But I'm wondering if that's going to end when the regular season rolls around.
Huh. Well,
or I've actually subscribed and I don't know it, which is also a possibility.
I picked up a subscription a couple months ago and have not taken advantage of it almost at all. I got Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And there is a bunch of things I have in my queue. I mean, a bunch. And I have not sat down and watched it at all. And I'm not sure why. I mean, I think there's a lazy factor to it.
Okay.
And it stems from my disdain for having to load into the app in the first place and waiting for it to spin and spin and spin. And sometimes I'm going to get tired and I'm going to want to take a break and watch something else and get out of it and all that. And it's just lazy. It's my own issue, right?
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
But it has contributed to why I'm stupid and now I'm paying for the subscription when I'm already paying for cable, Doug.
Yes.
And this is a situation where it is just wasted money right now.
One final thing I want to bring up. The morning show.
Not wasted content that's available to me. I'm wasting my situation.
Yeah, you're blowing an opportunity.
Yeah.
One final thing I want to bring up. The morning show talked about 9 months in space like those astronauts. If you could spend 9 months in space, would you choose to do so or is it too long?
First of all, you have to guarantee me that I'm safe all around, right? That I'm not going to be stranded and then left to die up there. So if it's...
Are there any guarantees with space travel?
Well, that's the thing. I doubt there is. But if you could, for the sake of argument, would I want to do 9 months up in space? No. Absolutely not. Would I like to do 9 days? Probably not even 9 days. How about 9 hours? 9 hours sounds fine. Well, you know, let's float around, take a look. What does it look from above? Oh, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Okay, time to go back.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. It's just way too long.
I mean, there was a movie that came out a few years ago. I think it was called Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And effectively, it's a space trip that goes from point A to point B, and it's supposed to take like 50 years, so they're in cryo sleep. But because there was an accident and something in there, a malfunction, Chris Pratt wakes up before everybody else by 50 years or whatever. So now he's trying to figure out what he's going to do in this giant spaceship. It's amazing, right? He's got all these things that he can do and some things he can't do because he doesn't have clearance. And it looks awesome. That's not the situation I'm getting into. There's no like cosmic swimming pool that I get to go and, you know, with this infinity edge that literally is infinity because you're in space. I don't get that. There's not going to be some indoor basketball court that I can pass the time and work on my three-point jump shot, right? None of this is happening. You're stuck in the unfriendly confines of the International Space Station, perhaps that, if you're lucky it's that. But Gator, what, because I can float?
If you're there, you could take advantage of the time to get caught up on the subscription that you're not taking advantage of right now.
You're right. Why? If I'm going to watch TV, why not watch it from 35,000 miles away? That makes all the sense in the world.
Chanson's answer was the most Chanson answer ever. As long as I could go outside, it doesn't matter what situation he's in, he's always the outdoorsman.
Yeah. Here's a little hint for John. You might be able to. Not sure what you're going to do out there. You know, there's nothing to hunt.
Kang, 9 months in space with two small kids, you couldn't do it.
No, I need some other incentive besides just being in space. Like, monetarily, what am I getting, you know? I get to, like, a huge movie and book deal after or something, because otherwise, no, I'm not staying away from my family for 9 months. That's ridiculous.
And Gator used a term that is terrifying, and that term is malfunction.
Yeah.
You
see a blinking red light? You want to see me freak the hell out? There you go. What is that? Well, that's just a blinking red light. No. What is that? It's a minor malfunction.
Pistons back in action tonight in Dallas. They trail Indiana by a game and a half for fourth. Milwaukee by half a game for fifth. Pistons or NCAA tournament? That's a tough call. The Pistons have been really, really good. I have to admit, in years past, this was the easiest question ever. This year, it's a little tougher. Same answer, but a little tougher.
For me, it's an easy answer. I'm watching Pistons.
You are.
Until Michigan State game comes on.
So, and then?
And then I'll watch Michigan State. But let's say that there was no local tie-in. Like, yeah. Tonight's game competing with the Pistons game was, you know, Lipscomb and versus Mercer or whatever. North Carolina and Duke could have been playing, and I wouldn't have cared. I'd be watching the Pistons.
Gotcha. Yeah, for me, it was, you know, I'll still be a March Madness first guy just because the games mean everything to the teams that are playing. But it's definitely good to have multiple TVs, and it's also, you want to keep attention. I certainly will be following what's going on with the Pistons, but I will say it over and over again. I want Indiana in the postseason way more than I want Milwaukee. Kang, what about you tonight? Is it Pistons or March Madness?
Yeah, you're making me pick one screen, obviously, right? It's got to be Pistons. I'm just local all the way. I love March Madness, though. This is tougher than usual, but this year, if you haven't, you need to step up and watch the Pistons, people. And I don't know you guys have, but I'm talking all the people that have been waiting for a good team, a fun team, and they don't do it like the rest of the league does. The Pistons do it their own way. They always crash the party and do it up the Pistons style, whatever style that is. It's different than the others. They play physical. They play as a team. This team's so fun to watch that I'm picking the Pistons over March Madness.
Yeah, all right, there it is. In the meantime, Tigers split squads today. One game, Tarek Skubal. The other team, other game, Kyder Montero.
Oh.
Yep, so.
I saw that Josue Briseño is going to be playing in one of the games.
When do they start? I know they've already started, but Briseño, he's not in big league camp, right?
No.
Okay, they just have him on.
Yeah, I imagine that they still have a roster, obviously a roster enough for two games. So they probably have all those guys are available to them. So you can see maybe one of the, I imagine that Max Clark and McGonigal, Lorenzo, those guys probably get some at-bats in one of those games today.
Yeah, the team that's playing Baltimore has Briseño. The team that's playing the Yankees look like that's closer to being possible starting group in 6 days, my man. 6 days.
Can't wait.
Dude, and I love the opener. I think they're going right back on that stage where they are the supporting actor and a chance to steal the show like they did last year at the Hall of Fame or the Little League World Series game in Williamsport.
Yeah.
When they beat the Yankees, and the story was the Yankees, Yankees, Yankees for 8 innings. And then the story suddenly flipped and became that young Tiger team. That was freaking awesome.
That was awesome. Do it to the Dodgers, that'd be great.
And right now, the Dodgers, as you put, they are as detestable as the Yankees with their $360 million payroll.
Good God.
$80 million more from the closest competitor.
It's obnoxious.
Do you think Yankee fans complain about what the Dodgers are spending?
Doug, if a tree falls in a forest and there's no one here to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yeah, but nothing that happens
in
New York.
So my answer to that is, do I care what if Yankee fans are offended? I hope they're offended. I hope that they cry all the way.
It's like $80 million more than the next closest team. It's insane. Fair enough. I'm not showing sympathy for them. I think it'd be funny.
Yeah, I know. I think it's ridiculous if they – I mean, they've got enough money to spend. Like I said last week, that's a team that made over $400 million just from ticket sales.
All right, I'm going to ask a question of the man that we had this discussion earlier today. When 6 o'clock hits, is Rico Beard hopping in the car, the Rico-mobile, and flying down to Cleveland for a 10 o'clock tip between the Spartans and Bryant? Will you be road tripping?
No, Doug. You're not the first person to ask me that question. No, not going to do that. I will just watch the game from home.
Oh, you're thinking Alan Haller is a helicopter?
Nah, the plane, you know what? Yeah, I told them to come pick me up on Sunday. They win, and then they'll fly the plane.
That's a better way to fly.
Yeah. There you go. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
Well, we're going to recap the game from last night. And, you know, is it magical what Michigan is doing, or is it lucky what they're doing? But, my goodness, in four-point games, they just seem to keep surviving and keep winning, but it doesn't make any sense. They do everything wrong, but in the end, they get the W. So we'll have a little fun with that and where Michigan fans are.
Sounds thrilling.
No way.
Have a great show. Rico, good luck. Have a great weekend. Scott, you as well. Let's give away this TV courtesy of ABC Warehouse. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.